I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Organizers have come up short in their effort to remove Governor Jared Polis from office. 91.5 KRCC's Scott Franz has more.
Standing in front of large plastic tubs full of signed recall petitions at the Capitol, leaders of the recall effort said they failed to get the 631,000 signatures needed to put Polis's fate on the ballot. Today was the deadline to turn in those signatures. Lauren Boebert supported the effort to remove Polis. She made a three-hour drive from Rifle to hear the news.
Of course, this is heartbreaking, but I would never consider this a failure. There are so many people that jumped on board that would have never stood up and voiced their opinions before.
In a statement, Polis called the recall effort a sideshow, and he hopes the other pending recall efforts against Democratic lawmakers reach the same result. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Colorado has taken the unusual step of inviting the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to downgrade the air quality rating of the state's biggest population center, and not everyone thinks that's a good idea. The EPA held a hearing today on whether to lower the ozone status for Denver and eight other northern Colorado counties. The agency acted after Governor Jared Polis said Colorado would no longer ask for an EPA exemption by claiming some pollution drifts into the state from elsewhere. And an 82-year-old Colorado man has been found alive by his grandson 3 days after the man's car plunged into a river where dense trees and vegetation obscured the wreck from searchers on the ground and in the air. Montrose County officials say it's a true miracle. Robert McLeroy was found alive yesterday on the bank of the San Miguel River by his adult grandson, Ethan Archer of Fruta, who was in a kayak. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.